enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It's the Joe and Alex Show, Wednesday, April the 3rd, 2019. So glad that you are here with us. Hey, are you following us yet? Twitter and Instagram, you should do it, at Joe and Alex Show. Also, you should check us out, joeandalexshow.com. You can find everything up there. All of our blog posts go up there. Maybe you missed a Murder Monday, an Ask Alex, Freak Show Friday, Dummy of the Day, Need to Know News, whatever you might want to hear. It's all in one place, joeandalexshow.com. And, of course, the number to call in if you hear this live on your radio, it's 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. On the way, we'll get into the garbage with Alex. Liv the Web Girl is back, hopefully not infecting us all with the plague. We'll find out, but she has things that she doesn't get, and we will find out about that coming up in a few minutes. This kid needs to run for mayor for what he did in his city. He did it for his mama, but I'm like, you know what? We need more kids like this. That's coming up. Also today on the Joe and Alex Show, should this teacher have been fired? She is, as of now, but she's threatening to sue if she doesn't get her job back. We'll talk about that. And also this morning at 7:50, 6:50 Central, Marshmello, your chance to qualify to go fly away to Vegas April 28th. See him at Chaos Nightclub. What we're into, Joe's journey. So much coming up this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Ooh, Alex, look at you this morning. You got looking all like stewardess and stuff like that. What are you doing? You flying on an airline tonight? What are you doing?
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm flying tomorrow, but today I'm just getting pictures taken. So,
ooh.
I just am wearing one of my outfits instead of packing it in a bag. But I had the worst night ever last night. I realized right as I was going to bed that I was out of Ambien. So I took NyQuil to try to fall asleep. Laid in bed for like 3 hours. It was midnight and I texted one of my friends. I was like, yeah, I'm still not asleep. I can't fall asleep. So I finally fall asleep for like only a couple hours before my alarm goes off. And I dreamed that I was Howard Stern's intern. And he told me that I was the worst intern he's ever had. So I licked my middle finger and gave him the bird before walking out, which was just so strange. But that was like a horrible nightmare for me because that's like the best most famous person in radio, and they said I was the worst person they'd ever had.
So I have something in common with Howard Stern then.
So I had a horrible night last night, and then today I'm just really busy. I'm doing pictures, but then also I have to pack and get ready for just a couple day long trip. I'm gonna fly to Southern Utah and Vegas to visit a friend who lives out there, who I've been friends with.
Are you joining like a multiple marriage thing out there?
No, I'm not joining the Mormon church, but I am going to be out there for a couple days, and it's nice there. It's like kind of almost in the 80s, so we might have a couple pool days. I'm very excited.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Make sure you wear your one piece out there. No two pieces allowed.
You're right, though.
Liv the Web Girl, how are you?
I'm feeling a little bit better. I've been sick like the past 2 days. I'm not 100% there, but I'm working on it. I've been trying to drink like a lot of like fluids and a lot of like emergency, and I can't tell if that's making me feel worse or not.
It shouldn't make you worse. I mean, that's not supposed to help your body and you build up your immune system.
Well, yeah. After every time I drink it, it hurts my stomach. So.
Oh, then maybe you're just a little like not tolerant to it. Like it tears up your gut.
I don't know what it is, but hopefully I'll be back and ready because I have a big weekend this weekend. So I need to be 100% because I have plans this weekend.
Pork Chop and I are stepping in. You're going to stay in bed all weekend. Daddy Pork Chop says so. What's up, dude?
Good news. Yesterday I was telling you I brought Chase's car to get looked at for an oil change.
Yeah, your boyfriend, and you're like, oh man, it's really expensive to get repaired.
Well, yeah, no, I took it in for an oil change, and they were like, by the way, there's going to be about like $3,700 of work that you have to do on this car. Ugh. And I was just like, what? Well, anyways, when Chase purchased the car, he got a warranty, and the guy, I just found out today that, like, everything except one thing is covered under the warranty.
Wow. Oh, good.
Yeah, fantastic news.
Thank goodness.
To be fair, don't we like to hear him struggle a bit, though? Like, how,
yeah.
To me, it's a game. Oh. Like, how will Porkchop pay the bills?
Dude, you don't have to hear me struggle. I just do.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's just to be expected.
But that never would have been crazy. Like, what would Porkchop be willing to do in, like, 3 days to raise, like, $3,000?
Like, we have, like, a fire fest situation going
we
on.
We do. That's his life. You missed it yesterday, Liv. We were talking as we wrapped up the show. Porkchop's like, what do you think I could do to make money? Like, we were talking, like, oh, well, you could do feet pics.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of options on the table.
But
and
nobody wants to see my feet.
Well, probably not, but what if?
I've heard of dirty underwear.
Oh, and I bet you got some stank underwear. I told him about that.
And I don't know if you could use Chase's photos. Because I feel like Chase is probably a real hot commodity.
Okay, good point.
Is a little hot.
So maybe your butt crack, but his face. little bait and switch there. All right, cool. Hey, man, if not, you can use my face if people are into husky bearded men. I honestly am, like, so tired because we stayed out last night. Went out with my wife with one of our friends, Savannah. And I can't remember her husband's name now, which I feel like an idiot. But we went to a kind of a little winery place. And apparently everybody knows them. Like, they're a wine member and they had their card. Because we drank so much wine last night, like this wine tastings, and then we ate food, and I think I'm still a little buzzed.
Wow. Yeah, well, that sounds like a fun night.
It was. It was good to get out, but I'll tell you right now, you guys know that I'm an old man. I can't go out on a school night.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'll say it again and again and again, never again. I can't do that, but feeling good. I'm glad the whole gang's together, and we're glad that you're here listening to the Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in the garbage, just like we predicted, Justin Bieber is apologizing to fans after his April Fool's joke. This A-lister tried to explain fame to her kid and a reality TV pregnancy.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber has apologized for what he calls an insensitive April Fool's Day prank after posting a number of images implying that he and his wife Hailey Baldwin were expecting a baby. After receiving backlash for the images, fans pointed out how it can be very sensitive to joke about having a baby when so many people can't have kids. So Justin Bieber made a public response yesterday. He said, "There's always going to be people offended. There's also people who don't take jokes very well. I'm a prankster and it was April Fool's." He said, "I didn't at all mean to be insensitive to people who can't have children. A lot of people I know, their first go-to prank on April Fool's is telling their parents they're pregnant and they get a big reaction. But I will apologize anyway and take responsibility and say sorry to people who are offended." Kim Kardashian tried to explain to her daughter Northwest why there are people always trying to take pictures of them. The two were in a car being followed by the paparazzi. I think Kim was being a little bit like deadpan in this, like she's playing into the stereotypes yeah. that she's famous for nothing.
Why is your mother every day taking pictures of us?
Well, to get very technical, my name is Kim Kardashian.
No.
And daddy is Kanye West. And daddy is a singer, performer, artiste. Mommy has so many talents I can't even begin to name them.
Two more women have come forward to accuse former Vice President Joe Biden of touching them inappropriately. A Tuesday New York Times report quotes sexual assault survivor Caitlin Caruso said she was a 19-year-old college student when Biden placed his hand on her thigh and hugged her just a little bit too long at a University of Nevada event on the topic of sexual assault. Caruso told the Times she never mentioned the incident publicly and at the time simply attributed it to the behavior of men. Another woman, 59-year-old DJ Hill, met Biden at a 2012 Minneapolis fundraising event when she and her husband posed for a photograph. The then vice president put his hand on her shoulder and then started dropping it down her back, which made her feel very uncomfortable. Her husband, seeing the movement, put his hand on Mr. Biden's shoulder and interrupted with a joke. She said only he knows his intent, but norms are changing now, and if something makes you feel uncomfortable, you have to feel like you're able to say it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't think the recent complaints about former Vice President Joe Biden's touchy-feely behavior should keep him out of the 2020 presidential race. She said, "I don't think it's disqualifying." Pelosi does have some advice for Joe Biden, though. She said he should stick to shaking hands.
Do you think, I mean, I've never been accused of anything, knocking on wood hard. Do you think there's a point there that people need to kind of back off and get more space? Because I'm like a hugger out of everything. Like, I really like, hey, how you doing? Good to be Do you think that's too much? Or
I see both sides. I think like you have to know this day of age. Like people are very sensitive to different things like that.
Yeah.
You need to be aware of personal space.
After that radio DJ with Taylor Swift allegedly grabbed her butt.
Yep.
I keep my hand like off of people's back now. No, I do. Like we do photos and I'm not saying somebody would do it, but I don't want to lose my job because somebody thought I did something I didn't mean to do.
And then people are bringing up, are people too sensitive? Is the Me Too movement going too far? Then there's the double standard of like, these are all the same people that freaked out about Brett Kavanaugh that are freaking out about, or not freaking out or saying we shouldn't freak out about Joe Biden. It's like, there's all these different nuances to this story and these stories as they keep coming out. So it's interesting to see how it plays out. Lauren Conrad, of course, one of the most famous reality stars, arguably of all time. The Hills, Laguna Beach. Her and her reality star husband, William Tell, are expecting their second child together. They got married in 2014 and have a one-year-old son together. Coming up in less than an hour, the unexpected thing you might know this TV star from.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Liv the Web Girl is back. She's feeling better than she was, but guess what? There's still some things she does not get. She doesn't understand it. It's coming up in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Dumber than Joe. Okay, we get it.
Liv, what are heated blankets? How do they work?
I just don't understand how they get hot. Like, normally with things that get hot, like an oven, like, you have to preheat it. Like, how come you don't have to, like, preheat a heated blanket? And also, like, they always tell me to stay away from the oven. Like, they don't even let me take things out of the oven because it's so hot. So, like, how come we can be, like, in a heated blanket? Also, like, with the microwaves, like, don't they tell, like, pregnant women, like, not to stand by them? Because aren't microwaves, like, really bad for you? So, like, are the waves in a heated blanket, like, really bad for us? Like, are they going to cause cancer? I don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Joe's Need to Know News. Good news if you're going to be seeing the TSA soon. They're bringing new 3D security scanners to airports nationwide. The 3D technology allows TSA officers to rotate the image digitally so they can examine maybe a suspicious item without having you unpack your bag.
Nice.
Isn't that the worst when you got to unpack all your crap?
Ugh, yes.
Can't stand that. They're saying that you're no longer going to probably have to take out your laptop, liquids or other materials on your carry-on bag.
So that'll be
awesome. Use of the new 3D systems is expected to begin this summer and be completed by 2020. So within the next year. I'm cool with that. What am I not cool with? Spending money. I'm cheap. Netflix, we already announced this before, but it's actually going into effect now, is raising prices next month. The streaming service sent out emails this week to customers in America about a price increase that starts actually in May. Netflix announced the price hikes back in January, but now it's actually happening. Between $1 or $2, it's going to go up over the next billing cycle. I was so excited when Netflix and Hulu came out. I'm like, wow, you get all this and it's so cheap.
Yeah, it'll be the same price as cable in about 10 years.
Ugh, don't say that. Two 14-year-olds in New Jersey, I kind of respect what they did, but it was illegal, hacked their school's Wi-Fi network last week so they could get out of taking their tests and their exams.
Oh, that's incredible.
And guess what? It actually worked, at least until the school was able to somehow trace things back to them. They were both arrested for criminal computer activity.
Yikes.
I guess they used like a jammer somehow and it messed up all their curriculum and online schools and tests were on the school Wi-Fi on their network. Like, you'd log in onto your laptop or tablet. So, smart move, bro.
On Criminal Minds, the IT girl Penelope, she got hired there to work at the FBI in the show because she was an expert hacker on computers. And the FBI was like, you know what? You're so good at doing the criminal stuff. How about you come work for the good guys? That's
come
what happens
to
in the
show.
Good side. And so she does. But I've heard that stuff happens in real life. Like, if you are really, really good with that kind of stuff on computers, even if you're using it for bad, the FBI sometimes approaches you and offers you a deal. Like, either go to jail or work for us.
But it's like Catch Me If You Can, the Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Oh, yeah.
He ends up working for the FBI.
I forgot about that.
Because he's so good at, like, fraud.
I'd rather have them on my side than against me, so why not? And this final story for Joe's Need to Know News. Excuse me. Sorry. Sorry. Charmin announced its new Forever Roll. It's so big that it needs its own dispenser. Yes, a roll. Oh, sorry, there we're done now. Of toilet paper. Yes, available in Charmin's signature Ultra 2-ply sheet. You can't, by the way, go with 1-ply. 1-ply is the devil.
No way.
You're playing a dangerous game. It's like Russian roulette with your butt.
I use 1-ply because that's all I can afford.
Liv, listen, you got to give one thing up. Maybe food. Something, but you have to have 2-ply. I'm so worried about what could happen. I'm never shaking your hand again. Here's the thing. Yeah, the 2-ply sheets, the jumbo size rolls hold 850 sheets for a single user and 1,700 for a multi-user roll. I'll take that one. According to Charmin, they specifically created these toilet paper, options. They're going to help consumers last about a month. Wow.
That's crazy.
I swear, like, Lindsay yells at me every day. She's like, how the hell are we out of toilet paper already? Because guess what happened last night? We ran out of toilet paper.
Oh, no way. So, you got to buy backups.
I thought we did. Like, I always think we had, like, one more roll, but it's gone. I'm
so
like,
what
oh,
do you
no.
do in that moment? Are you a tissue person, a paper towel?
Well, if my landlord's listening, no, I don't put tissue in the toilet. Because as we know, Liv, that
right.
doesn't work.
Okay.
And I never, ever would put wet wipes or anything like that, even though they say they're flushable. So no, what I do is I do that. I hop in the shower and I take a shower. Okay, I this is way too much information for everybody.
Yeah, you get the garden hose.
Yeah, sometimes.
Like a bidet.
I'm like, hey, Lindsay, can you power blast me real quick?
You can do what my old coworker did and use a slice of pizza and then try to flush that down the toilet.
Why
then
would
we had
you
to have
waste
a meeting.
Pizza? That I would fire that person.
Yeah, she must have used a slice of pizza. Yep, because they found a piece of pizza in the toilet somebody had tried to flush. Then we all had to have a meeting about how you don't flush pieces of pizza
now,
down the toilet.
Did she do it like cheese pepperoni side or like the bottom of the crust side?
I would assume the crust.
The crust might work. Like thin crust pizza might work too.
But I guess if you're in a pinch.
I mean, that honestly, like crust wouldn't make that bad of a substitute.
Yeah, oh my God. Butt cheeks, pork chop.
But
you got butt cheeks
the
hanging
other
out.
Side. There's not much grease to cross.
Would you wipe your booty with a piece of pizza if needed?
No, I would use my hand and then wash it.
Ew, I couldn't do that.
A lot of people do that. No, a lot of people do that in other, like in like other countries.
Nope, I know they do.
You do your left hand because it's always rude to shake your left hand.
Could never do it.
I can't do that.
I would
I'm
use
not accustomed.
The pizza.
Same.
I would never waste food. Me and pork chop know where it's at. We'll be eating pizza with our right hand tonight, ladies and gentlemen. All right, the Forever rules are available if you want to get one for me and buy it too. It's at shop.charmin.com. That's Joe's need to know news. No, Liv, I'm not going to shake your hand. Get out of here. This kid right here, man, how often do we hear stories about kids not doing good stuff? This kid is doing something amazing. And I don't know, we got to give him some reward or something. I don't know. Put this kid on Ellen. How about that? It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And why am I giving this kid so much like love, so much prop? Well, how about this? This 12-year-old fixed a bunch of potholes on his street. Yeah, 12-year-old Monty Scott, he's in Muskegon, Michigan. It's kind of on the west side of Michigan by Lake Michigan. Decided to fix the potholes on his street himself using a shovel and dirt in his yard.
The little stone, I get some of it and just put it in a pothole and pat it down to make sure it's all even. Then I get some dirt, scoop it and put it into the middle and level it out. I didn't want people like messing up their cars like my mom did, because like if somebody were to drive down the street, hit a pothole, mess up their car, spend like $600-$700 on their car to get it fixed, they would be mad.
Yeah, that's what happened to his mom. She was driving and busted like $600 in repairs of her front thing. So this kid filled like 25. Now, it's not permanent either, but he went and did like 25 holes with dirt.
Wow, this kid is awesome.
12-year-old getting it going on. Here's this proud mom talking about it.
I was at work and I got a text message from my niece and she seen the video on Facebook. He didn't ask anybody to do them. He just took it upon himself to do it. And that's just the type of kid he is. When he sees there's a problem or a need and he thinks he can fix it, he'll try to fix it.
Hey, Monty, can you come towards my place? Because I hit like a massive pothole this morning.
I
don't know
say.
How. My Jeep from Champion Crestor Jeep Dodge Ram, I don't know how I didn't actually fall into it. Like, I don't know how it came out of it. No, have you hit one of those where you're like, you know there's got to be damage to your ride?
It's like turning into not potholes, but like sinkholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like literally like mini sinkholes all over town.
I'm like, okay. I imagine like when a plane's about to crash, how people freak out. I'm like, I'm going to go down. Bye.
This kid should start his own little business. And
oh, no
keep
kidding,
it,
right?
Keep it up.
All right. Well, way to go, little dude. That's some cool stuff here on the Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next, fat people, where you at?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm here. Cool. Check. Well, Porkchop and I definitely want to weigh in on this one, and you can too. Fat or skinny, it doesn't matter. We love you either way. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Save that number because, well, James Corden, we know him, right, from, you know, Carpool Karaoke?
Yep.
Yes.
He is saying that there aren't enough chubby and fat people in romantic roles on TVs and movies, and does he have a point? Where my fatties at? Hello, where you at?
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
And I mean that in a loving way. I mean, I'm probably the fattest fatty in the world. This is interesting, and I would like to know what you think, whether you're fat, skinny, or in between. James Corden saying, man, you know what? There is not enough roles for people that are fat and chubby and overweight. And
what do you mean roles? Like Thanksgiving roles?
No, Alex, okay, listen, you little subtle fat shamer you, you need to knock it off.
I'm kidding. I know it's romantic roles.
Yeah, and I mean, that makes sense. He's like, well, you never really see, like, you see in movies, like, people get passionate or on maybe a Netflix something, they're hooking up, they're making out. Like, you really don't see fat or overweight people making out or flipping pancakes. And he brings up a good point. Now, is that because we don't want to see that? I don't know. I mean,
see, I don't think he does bring up a good point. I like can think of so many movies and TV shows that do have main characters that are big.
I can't think of any. Oh, give me some examples.
Name some.
Like Toby and Kate on This Is Us.
You're giving me one example in the history of TV.
Is that show called King of Kings or
King
something
of
like
Queens?
That?
But he's not fat.
He's chubby. Like, James Corden specifically said chubby.
He is dad bod-ish.
Yes.
Okay,
dad bod count. Peter Griffin family
okay.
guy.
Okay, wow.
You cannot count cartoons.
What's she
gonna
be like?
Yes!
Live.
He's the main character. Live.
She's gonna make it valid.
She's gonna be like,
such a joke.
She's like, yeah, there's Homer Simpson and yeah, no, stop it.
Peter Griffin.
I've got one.
Hold on. Hey, guys, one at a time, please.
Knocked Up with Katherine Heigl and Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill is.
You mean Seth Rogen?
That's him. I always get them confused, but he is definitely on the chubbier side.
Also, notice how you're naming all dudes. And I get that this
Why can't
is
women
us,
be big?
But also King of...
That Ugly Betty show or whatever, she's curvier.
She's curvier. I would not call her
But James
fat.
Corden didn't say they had to be huge. He
right,
just said
know,
that he said anyone that's chubby.
Curvy. I know, but curvy and chubby, I think, is like a difference. You also
there
are
is
naming five shows out of like 8 billion shows that are on television. You cannot be serious if you say that there is not a difference in number of skinny, attract like what society would deem as attractive people in romantic roles, and then people who are chubby and fat. Also, the one that you did name, King of Queens, whatever. That's a comedy. That it's like part of like the whole.
But he's
shtick
married.
Of
These
it.
People have significant others, and he's saying a romantic
I
role.
I know, but like a real like in The Notebook. A movie like The Notebook or
But do you, okay, here, I'm just
Titanic.
Gonna I'm just gonna be that person. Do you want to see two very morbidly obese people bumping uglies in these type of
I'm
movies? Maybe that's
said,
why they don't put them in
said,
those roles.
You just said they don't have to be morbidly obese.
Brittany,
they just have to be chubby.
Brittany, please help
but
me.
But you said that wasn't good enough.
Brittany, God, please talk, Brittany. They won't stop. What's up?
Yes, yes. I think that there should be more fatties in TV.
I agree.
In lead roles, I think that we got it too. Some of us are very unique, got a lot of style, and we have a lot to bring too.
You know how they used to have like TGIF, like Thank God It's Friday? Like, what if we have that, like Thank God It's a Fatty or something? Like, that would be.
What about Oprah?
Cool.
Her weight fluctuates all the time.
Best thing ever is what it would be.
Oprah has been very curvy at different times in her life. She's a billionaire.
She's been in two movies.
She's been in movies, and she hosted one of the most successful talk shows of all time.
I know, we're talking about romantic scenes.
Well, I'm just saying, she said in general in TV, there needs to be more.
No, he said in romantic
scenes.
Yes,
James, this woman on the phone. James Corden,
yes. Out there like we should. And I think it's important for them to show the younger generations that it's okay to be who you are and look how you look. You can still be healthy and be in starring roles and can make money and still can have glam and glitter even though you're chunky.
Oh, right. I know of another good show that is like the dating lives and stuff. A reality show is called Big Sexy on TLC. They were all... I think they were all like 350 or
that
up
was
weight-wise.
The basis of the show, Big Sexy. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
No, we're talking about a show where it's just a normal show.
See, we get into this thing where nothing's
commented.
Ever good enough.
No, I know. Alex is so hard to comment.
They should have called me for that one.
Alex is so hard to comment on this because she does conform to whatever society says. Like, she has gotten Botox because, like, wrinkles are super toxic. She has gotten big lips because, like, that's what's sexy and amazing. Like, I feel like you conform to everything that society wants because, like, you're so obsessed with it. Whereas, like, I feel like you're going to comment on whatever, you're going to side with whatever society is deeming.
I don't see what I have anything to do with this. I'm speaking on what James Corden said. He said,
she's saying that like the societal norm probably is like skinny over fat.
Yes.
So you probably wouldn't see it
always,
as much as.
Right, exactly. You're always going to like side with the societal norm and be like, oh, well, there's that one show. That's like someone being like, oh, I'm not racist. I have a black friend.
No, that
like,
is ridiculous. Oh, I'm saying, I'm pointing out there are TVs and movies that have had curvy or chunky people in big roles.
But a lot of the shows, like Ugly Betty, the whole premise was that she was not a society normal pretty. Why can't there just be a pretty girl like Ashley Graham in a romantic movie where it is not focused on or talked about her weight?
I would love to see Ashley Graham in something.
And like that,
it is for Kate
show
on This Is Us, which is the biggest network television show right now.
Amber, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You don't have to answer this, but are you a fatty like me?
No, sir.
Okay, that's cool. You can be a skinny. What's up? What do you want to say?
Well, I wanted to remind everybody that we did have that show called Mike and Molly.
The premise but I of will the also show was point that out they're
there, fat. What
my
do you
dad
want?
Hated
you want
that show
it?
Precisely because he did not want to see two fatties on the screen, lovey-dovey, which my mom and I loved that show, but my dad totally hated it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Liv is saying we these are shows that are based on the fact that they're fat.
Hey,
I'm
no,
like,
no, it's like,
but you don't like it when they're romantic or big.
No, that's undermining like what it should be about. Like a romantic movie should not be this focal point should not be around their freaking weight. Which,
it wasn't
like,
it
a
knocked
lot of
up.
These shows. One of these shows. It was the whole thing was that this gorgeous blonde gets knocked up by this like stoner kind of loser repulsive guy who doesn't have his life together. The whole premise was like him
with
are
her
you? Exactly. That's the whole premise. We're talking about a show where the main character is chunkier or like James Corden size, and it is not commented about his weight. He's not trying to actively lose weight. He's not going to eating anonymous classes or overeating anonymous classes. Like that's all of these shows, like Mike and Molly, that's how they freaking met. Like all of these shows have been centered around and focused on and obsessed on about their weight. We're just talking about a main character who is curvy, who is not a size 2, 4, whatever, and is like, and it's not focused about their weight.
See, I think we have so, I think we do have a lot of different types of people in roles. And I think like, it's never good enough for you. It's never going to be good enough for your people that think like you. Okay. Like you're always going to have some kind of complaint.
Name one show, one movie, because every single one you have named where the focal point was not on their weight or about how they were like the ugly duckling.
But what you're saying is no, because what you're saying is that if you are a bigger person, there are these realities that you deal with in life of going through all these things. So then wouldn't you be mad if they had a person in this role that didn't address that?
Dude, Porkchop does not go to Overeaters Anonymous. Like Porkchop is not, his relationship is not focused on around his weight, I bet. Like
yeah, but then you're saying dad bod isn't good enough. They have to be way overweight. But then you're saying if they are overweight, you have to acknowledge it and then you don't.
No, I'm just saying that there's a difference between, like, I would say curvy and chunky, but I would consider, I don't think Porkchop is obese or anything like
that. I don't
either.
I think
he's chunky, but, like, a character like that, or even James Corden, I don't consider him, like, super fat. He's chunky, but there are not people in roles, and it's just normal. It's always talked about. And name one romantic movie or one romantic show where it's like not talked about their weight. The one show.
But
if
they weren't talking about your weight, you guys would be like, why are they ignoring the realities of
no,
the hardships that
I
these
would,
people
I
go through by not talking
no,
about
I literally
it.
Would never.
Okay, well, you can vote if that. You think that there is not enough representation of curvy people in romantic roles on TV or movies on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
I just want to throw it out here that I am proud to represent overweight people in radio. I am proud to hold down that role for 13 years going on 14. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kathy Lee Gifford talked about why she decided to leave the Today Show.
I gave my notice 2 years ago, after my husband passed. You really realize that you're going to run out of time. He didn't know that he was running out of time. We had plans for the day, right? And then my mom passed as well. And I realized just recently that I'm in a state where I never dreamed I'd be. I'm a widow, I'm an orphan, and I am an empty nester. And that just hit me like a ton of bricks. For the first time in my life, I have the time and the means to go and do anything I want to do. First time in my whole life.
We also were just talking about him. Chris Sullivan, who plays Toby on This Is Us, was on Live with Kelly and Ryan. And he talked about how people actually know him more for this role than his This Is Us role.
4 years of theatrical training. Studied at Oxford. The thing that most people have seen me do is the voice of a camel on a Geico commercial. Uh-oh! Guess what day it is! Guess what day it is!
Oh my God. Okay, for now on, every Wednesday, poor chap, I need that audio. We're going to play in honor of Toby.
Joe's dream.
Uh-oh. Oh my God, I sounded just like him.
Kourtney Kardashian has launched her very own lifestyle website named Poosh. As of Tuesday, the site included an article about the wonderful spice turmeric, a list of organic wines, a guide to non-toxic toys, and a five-minute workout to give you an instant butt lift. There's also the Kardashian-specific content, like Kris Jenner's brownie recipe, Kourtney talking about co-sleeping with her kids, pictures from Northwest Unicorn birthday party, and more. Kourtney said, Poosh is the modern guide to living your best life. Our mission is to educate, motivate, create, and curate a modern lifestyle achievable by all. She named the site after her daughter, Penelope, which Poosh is her daughter's nickname. Poosh's Instagram account already has 2.5 million followers.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to. Sorry, I pooshed.
And Isla Fisher had to kiss both Matthew McConaughey and Snoop Dogg in the new movie The Beach Bum. And she says she's a hard time picking who the best kisser was.
Snoop just adds a little sauce. He's a cool, it just says something about being around Snoop. You just feel cooler. It's Snoop Dogg. You can't, you know, but Matthew is really sweet. And he used to call me his little ginger goat when we were shooting, which used to make me laugh. But I can't choose.
Coming up in less than an hour, a famous YouTube family you definitely follow is getting heat for something that they did the other day. That's next.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up within 15 minutes, we're going to get you qualified for a flyaway to see Marshmello in Vegas. And just for getting qualified, we'll hook you up with a cool prize. Should this teacher have been fired? I mean, I don't think so. Should she get her job back? I don't know if I'd want it back. Check out this story.
Men can bare their chests without it being questioned or thought twice over that my upper torso is no more offensive than a man's.
Claims of discrimination tonight from a middle school teacher on Long Island. She says she was fired after her topless selfie went public.
Well, now she's threatening a $3 million lawsuit.
Dang, that's a lot of money.
Lauren Miranda says she has absolutely no idea how a student got a hold of this picture. She said she had texted it to a boyfriend within the South Country Central School District when they were together. That was quite some time ago. She's saying that the school district violated her rights as a woman.
What is wrong with my image? It's my breast, it's my chest, it's my body. It's something that should be celebrated.
25-year-old Lauren Miranda says she has no regrets about taking this topless picture in the privacy of her bedroom a few years ago.
Real quick, I bet she does because she is dealing with this right now. Probably a bit of a regret.
Yeah.
Shouldn't, but probably is.
What does concern her is how the picture was obtained by a student at Bellport Middle School, where Miranda was a math teacher since 2015. She was fired last week. She says the superintendent of the South Country School District told her she could no longer be a role model for the students.
What message is that saying to the girls who have their photos airdropped all over the high school and sent all over? What message are we sending to them? To roll over when your picture gets exposed without your permission or consent?
How about not to take it in the first place? How about that?
So you're shaming
it? Dumb.
What do you mean?
An underage girl? Yes, we should be telling our children not to take naked pictures. That is the stupidest comment that teacher can make. How irresponsible.
No, I disagree with that. Okay, listen, you say that makes sense, though. But you never did anything, Alex, when you were a young girl?
Yes, of course.
Put yourself in a real life situation.
Yes.
And did you do anything?
Did I do anything? What do you mean?
Like, did you send photos or anything? Because I bet a lot of your friends did. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. If I was a dad, no, I would destroy every phone.
I did have friends that did, but that's the problem. Like, first of all, what kids
don't
realize...
But should they be shame, though?
Yes!
No! See that... Oh, my...
Because here's why. Do you understand? Do you understand that even if you are a high school or middle school student, if you're sharing photos of your friends,
porn.
It's child porn.
Yes.
You can be charged. That is a problem. So
you can talk. I'm not saying charging or not, but you don't shame people. Hold on, let this
yes,
finish.
Yes, you say until you're 18, you can make that decision. But yes, if you are under 18, you do. You tell your kids, this is not what we
833 do. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let me finish this audio. 833-563-2539.
A role model to them.
Miranda wants her job back, or she's planning to sue the school district for $3 million for gender discrimination, saying her rights as a woman have been violated.
Anytime a man has ever exposed his chest, no one has ever commented or had any problem with it whatsoever. But when a woman displays her chest, as happened here, she gets fired from her job.
We spoke with parents of some of the middle school students about what they think.
Whether her intentions were for a student to get it or they weren't, a student did. And you have to be responsible for your actions.
I understand why she would be fired, yes. But it's probably more complicated than just a black and white situation.
Yeah, I would agree with that last. It's way more complicated than just a black or white situation. And with that dad that was talking right there, it kind of disturbed me. He had a daughter in the car, too. And it's like, wait a minute. She didn't send this. Like, we read stories all the time, mm-hmm. and you see it on the news, about teachers sending photos and doing even more with their students. That, of course, we all would agree on is wrong. She sent this to her boyfriend as an adult woman, and now she's getting heat for it?
So here's what I think.
Now she's fired?
Here's what I think. She was fully within her rights to take a topless photo, send it to
her boyfriend.
That was obviously not meant to get to students. Unfortunately, somehow it did get leaked to students. Whoever did the leaking or hacking or whatever, I think probably a kid hacked into her iCloud or something like that. That person should be in big trouble, suspended, out of school, suspension, whatever, because that's
criminal
violating.
Charges
yes,
for that. That's
criminal
really
charges.
Messed up.
It's violating someone's privacy, so that's wrong as well. But it did happen. And the thing is that as a grown adult, you do have the ability. It's okay legally for you to take a naked photo of yourself. But if that photo, however it happens, ends up, if you are a teacher and it ends up in the hands of impressionable students, like the problem is, I don't think she should get her job back at this school. I'm down with her getting a job at a different school. I don't think she should get her job reinstated at this one because the damage is done. Like, the kids will never be able to respect her, look at her the same way. You're dealing with pubescent middle school boys and stuff like that. Like, you're never going to be able to teach. You're never going to get their attention. They're never going to take you seriously. That's what the problem is. That's not her fault. It's unfair what
but
happened
gonna
to her.
You're going to punish her, though.
Unfortunately, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, if you're in the workplace and a
not
photo like that,
her?
If you're, I think they can move her. I think, like I said, that kid should be in trouble too. But I just think it's like impossible and just not realistic to think that she should just keep teaching in that same school.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. To your point about like they'll never have respect for her or they won't pay attention, they're middle school. They're going to be in and out quickly. She was violated. She was an adult. You have every right. Of course, there's consequences.
She might be able to wait till that class has been fully moved out of the building. Like, so let's say they're 6th graders. I don't know what grade it is, but if it's 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, maybe she can come back in a couple years and just in the meantime go to a different school. But as long as those kids are still in the same building,
not even
there's
what
gonna
they
be problems.
Did. Maybe okay. Hypothetically, they do your possible idea, Alex. They didn't do that. They fired her. She is terminated.
Oh, okay.
No now, job.
Okay,
for
I thought
her.
She was suspended.
No. They fired her, and that's why she's suing now. The angle they're going with is for like the lawsuit is saying that, well, if it was like Joe, if I was a teacher, which could you imagine a world where I'm teaching children? That would be scary in itself. That if I had like a shirtless photo, it's like there'd be no big deal if that was going around.
If it was a shirtless photo of you, I would agree.
Photo.
But if it was your crotch, then like as a man, then yeah, you should be fired as well.
Why
I don't
though?
Think
that is my
anymore.
Personal thing. Somebody violated my thing. I didn't say, hey, little cute 12-year-old girl, check out my ding dong. That's not what happened. Somebody, this is purposeful. Whether it was a child hacking into her phone, like we suspect maybe, or the maybe the ex, I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
he didn't
knows.
Send it. Like, I don't see why she needs to be punished. I don't understand that. Of course, you got to think now, anything you take on your phone, like if I take a picture right now, I have to suspect somehow, some way it could be taken from me with or without my consent. Unfortunately, because that's the technology that's out there.
Right.
But I just get so pissed saying that she needs to be fired, or it's like, well, yeah, but it's her fault. It's like, no, like, you should be able to do certain things as an adult. Am I wrong? Maybe do I not know what I'm talking about here? 833-JOE-ALEX. Renee, what do you think? You're on the show.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Alex. And hi, everybody else there.
Good morning. Okay,
hello.
Morning. So I agree partially with Alex, and I agree partially with Joe. One, with Joe, no, she should never have been penalized for this because she did this in the privacy of her own home. She said it to her boyfriend at that time. And granted, yeah, there are some people out there that do it. There are some people that don't do it. But, you know, to each his own. If you, whatever you do in your own home is whatever you do in your own home. Now, with Alex, I agree. The kid who did hack into her crap, he should be penalized for that because, whatever else he could hack into is kind of scary for me. But the thing is that for the teacher to make the comment, what are we sending our children, you know, telling them that they can't do this? Well, I'm sorry, but if you are the ages of 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, even all the way to 18, sending pictures like this to other men, you're sending yourself up for being, you know, called names or being called easy or sleazy.
Or ruining your life. It'll ruin your life. Those pictures will always haunt you.
You're setting yourself up also for bullying because what if a guy says, oh, well, you're too fat or your boobs are too small? And then they send those pictures to everybody else, and then all of a sudden it gets on Facebook and everything else. And granted, yes, you have to be precautious with what you send and what you post and everything else because no matter who you are and what your position is in life, whether you're a teacher or a police officer or a judge or whatever, you have to be cautious of what you post and what you send to people because no matter what, there's always somebody out there watching what you're posting.
I agree with you. I think we both agree with you. And if you're a kid listening right now, and I know it's like, okay, old man Joe and Alex, but like, please don't send a photo to somebody, like to your boyfriend or girlfriend or any of that stuff, because who knows where it could go, what could happen if they keep it or not. Obviously, like, I think we all agree with that. I just don't think we should have, like, consequences for these kids, because kids are young and dumb. Listen, if I wasn't a big fatty, I would have been sending wiener pics to a girlfriend all the time. That's what I would have done. But, my gut was in the way. My point simply being, kids do stupid things. I'm an adult. I do stupid things. Now, Alex and Liv, you two look way better on Instagram than I do. Maybe I'm not using the right filter. I don't know. I feel like sometimes I take decent photos. But they're saying millennials, like all of us, avoid restaurants if their Instagram presence is weak. And they're really saying in general, like, I've seen you do it a few times, Alex, but I see a lot of girls where they'll get, like, the over-the-top, like, sundae or, like, ice cream thing or, like, cotton candy, little dessert or drink. Like, it looks really incredible in a photo. You may not even eat the thing. But they're saying in general that savvy restaurateurs are capitalizing on millennials hungry to post their food pics on Instagram. This is a study out of the UK, a restaurant chain called Zizzy, and it finds that 30% of 18 to 35-year-olds, aka millennials, actively avoid a restaurant if the Instagram presence is weak. Hip eaters are transforming their businesses to encourage posters, you know, people on Instagram, to post all the things like crazy shakes and just different things. And it's got to have good lighting, yada 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 yada. Do you agree with this? Because I think I never even thought about this, and I never gave it a second thought. Maybe it's because I'm a guy.
I literally do this on a weekly basis, every single time, anytime I go out to eat. I mean, unless it's a place I've already been that I know and that I like, but like every single time my friends and I get together to go eat, if we're choosing between a couple restaurants, we absolutely will say, what are their Instagrams? And then we will compare and contrast the Instagram presence. And then we will be like, this place looks cuter. There looks like there's more photo opportunities here. Like it looks like a cooler place. And so based on the Instagram, that's how we always choose.
Not the actual, like, which one has better food, it looks like?
What the food looks like based on the pictures, yes. I mean, yeah, we do look right at the menu. We always check the menu, but the Instagram is the deciding factor.
I feel like you just assume, like, if their Instagram is popping and, like, on point, then they're obviously going to have their food on point.
Yes.
But I totally agree. I do this as well. And it's not like I'm, like, a Wednesday afternoon, I'm, like, going to, like, get lunch really quick. No, I'll just, like, go through Chick-fil-A or, like, whatever, Panera. But if I'm going out on a weekend with, like, my friends or for someone's birthday, then absolutely the aesthetic of the restaurant,
yes,
is extremely important.
I had some restaurant asked me that question a few months ago. They were like, you know, we're really struggling. We're doing great business-wise when it comes to, like, our upper end of customers, like the older customers.
Hey,
but with the millennials,
time?
Yeah, they're like, with the millennials, we don't understand why they don't want to eat here. And I said, do you want me to be very blunt with you? And they were like, yes, of course. And I said, because your restaurant isn't pretty on Instagram. That's what I said. I said, you don't have an Instagram-friendly right. restaurant. And they were so like, that can't be it. And I was like, I am telling you. And then Liv and I both got the opportunity to sit in on like this millennial panel thing at work. They wanted to just ask people in our building questions about millennial consumers and all that. And we talked about this. And I brought that up. I was like, I am telling you, when it comes to choosing like businesses to do things with or go to or whatever, right. millennials pick the Instagram.
I feel like there is such an importance on aesthetic. Like everyone cares about the aesthetic of anywhere they go more so than like anything else now.
That yes. blows my mind because I have a wife. She's 33, so she's technically a millennial. But even my friends, guys and girls, but just sticking with women, I never hear them talk about that or say anything like, we'll just go where, like, oh man, I like eating there. They never care or bring up the importance of like, oh, we're going to get it. And they don't even take photos. Like, I see you guys, like, half the time, you spend more time, Alex and Liv do, actually getting ready for the photo and taking it than they do eating at a restaurant. Like every time, like, are you guys gonna eat? Or the food's getting cold?
There's probably a direct correlation between how active you are on Instagram and how much you care about the aesthetic of a restaurant. I don't think your wife is extremely active on Instagram at all.
No, she's not.
So that makes sense that she doesn't care about the aesthetic of a place. But me and Alex are constantly on Instagram, constantly like posting, constantly making stories, whatever. So we care more. I literally think there's a direct correlation.
But that, just to wrap it up, because I want to make sure I clearly understand what you're saying here. That really is that important to you? How well it looks is if you're going to dine there. Like a place could go out of business yes. or start losing business if they're slacking and other people like, wow, they got some good photos in there. Like, we need to take a picture here.
We are not people with business degrees, Liv and I. But I'm telling you, if you are a business owner and you're noticing that there is a downtrend in your profits, look at your social media. How's that going? Hire Liv or me.
Yes,
we'll help you.
We'll help you out.
And I'm their manager. Email us at joealexshow@gmail.com.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hey, we are the Joe and Alex Show. I'm a little winded. Let me catch my breath here. Feel free for anybody else to talk. Whew. Wash my hands, though. It's all good.
We have packs of marshmallows in front of us. Why do we have these?
We have packs of marshmallows in front of us, Alex, because we are about to play a game called Marshmallow Melody. We're going to stuff marshmallows in our mouth, depending on who's got the mouth size, probably two or three to start out.
Okay.
And then we'll sing probably two to four lines of a song that Porkchop picked out.
So we're playing Chubby Bunny, which is good because Easter's almost here.
And what the people are going to do is they are going to have to figure out what song we got. Now, if they get it right, the other person goes. So, like, if I'll go first, then Alex goes. And then the next round, we add another marshmallow in, so it gets harder. When the person cannot figure out what the heck we're singing and what we're doing, well, then the other person wins. So, I hope you're ready to put some marshmallows in your word hole. Let's get some people on the phone this morning to be on either Team Joe or Team Alex. Kicking it off right now with Courtney. Hey, Courtney, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex today?
Let's do Joe.
All right. Joe and Courtney, I'll lock you in there. And then we've got, is this Brandon?
Yes.
Hey, Brandon, you're on Team Alex today.
Perfect.
Let's
All right.
do it.
All right, cool. Alex, you want to go first today, or do you want me to go first?
Sure. So how many should I put in my mouth?
Put it in there. We'll judge. Porkchop, you judge when you think she has enough to start out. Just start talking to us when you put a few in there.
Okay. This is two.
All right, you think two is good? Because if I have to, I'll put three or four to get equal to where you're at. You know what I mean?
All right, so
here we go. Listen closely there, Brandon.
I can get a baby I've never been before. Baby has a hand that I never really know. I got money in my hand that I really don't know. Sweat. Oh, you. Showing my fire. Eating from you. I don't know about me, but I know about you. Say hello to your father.
All right, okay. You. That sounds painful. Brandon.
I have no clue.
It sounds like
no
she just way. Came, like she just left the dentist or something. Any clue, Brandon?
Some song from 50 Cent. That's all I
do. I'm changing the rule on the fly right now because otherwise the game will be over. We'll do the best out of three because we each have three songs. So, well, you can spit out and put more in if you need to. Well, you can put a little in your spit tune. Here's a song that Alex was trying to sing to you. If I was your boyfriend, I'd oh, God, you spit go. Everywhere. You ain't never been before. Alex, baby, stop. Oh, my God. So get her a rag.
I don't like marshmallows.
I love marshmallows. Ugh. I'll eat them.
Good, you do it.
Well, good thing is we're almost done with this. All right, so that means right now that it's going to be me and Courtney. Here, tell me, Pork Chop, how many I need to put in because I want to be fair.
It's hard. Two, I mean, these are the giant marshmallows, so like two, honestly,
so these are two right now.
And I'm you like, can talk normal.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, like three
I thought
might
you
be
had
good.
The tiniest mouth, so.
You always said I had a small mouth. Yeah, now you look like a fool, don't you? Yeah. Who's got a small mouth now?
You might be able to fit another.
Yeah, do three, Joe.
Yeah, I'm
yeah, there
good.
You go.
Okay. Okay. I feel like a pig and a pot like a lux.
Joe has a secret mouth. It looks so small, but really it can take so much.
Oh, you know it, Clem. All right, here we go. Here my legs are on. Good luck. I'm spitting around.
Wait, did you start?
Here we go.
No.
This hit by our soul, Michelle Pfeiffer at Rock Girl. This is a hoogroo, the big girl, fantastic. Driving, driving, living up to the sea.
Do you know it, Courtney?
Yeah, it's,
oh,
gosh, what's the name of the song?
Oh, I missed the bucket.
Oh,
oh
Liv is about
God,
to
his beard.
Liv is dude, that's so nasty. Your beard. Oh.
Give me a tissue. It's all over my beard.
Courtney, you should know this song.
If the other person doesn't know.
Yeah, well, how long does Courtney get to answer before
yeah,
he can tag
on,
in?
Yeah, come on. You gotta guess. Three, two, one.
I don't know the name of the song.
Brandon with the chance to steal.
Bruno Mars.
Wait, I didn't get to steal the first time
yeah,
I did
Pork
that
Chop,
song.
You can't change the damn rules up.
I thought Alex just said we could give him a chance. All right, then go
well,
ahead
I
to the
thought,
next
I
one.
Know.
0-0.
I didn't think she knew. She never said
Alex,
anything.
Stuff it in your mouth.
Okay.
Three marshmallows.
Here All we right. go.
Three?
One might win it. Well, no, give her two.
It.
No, listen, no, two is enough for her because obviously nobody will understand anything we do. We'd have to, the idea
I
is to get people to guess.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay.
Oh, I know that song. I know that song. Any guess there, Brandon? I'm sorry.
I don't know
sorry.
The name of it, but I know the song.
What is it? Guess.
No, I can't even guess the name of it, but I know the words to it.
Okay, well, it looks like Little Taylor mm-hmm. Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? But that's what people say.
That was Shake It Off.
Yeah, okay. This might be the messiest game. I actually apologize. I don't apologize that often, but I'm sorry. All right, listen up. We're going to do this right now, Courtney. You're going to get 1 point
right.
and win, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, by the way, bring it back because I didn't need that in a second. Here we go.
Literally right. disgusting.
Well, sorry. Just trying to get people my table tickets. My
Come on, Joe. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. Next song.
Courtney, do you know the answer?
Oh no.
I know this freaking song. Oh,
my God.
5 seconds.
One.
It's been 24
oh,
hours
no.
All right. For the next one, we're minusing one marshmallow because it's 0-0.
All right.
All right, Alex, whenever you're
The problem
you're ready.
Is I don't remember the tune of
I
this
know
song.
I all of Alex's songs. I should have picked Alex.
Oh, I don't know the tune of this, so I can't think of it in my head. So this is going to be even harder.
This will be even worse.
Okay, there's one marshmallow. S. Angeles for me. Darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. And I really wish someone waiting for me.
Brandon, what is the answer? What's the song?
Oh, man, I don't know the name of the...
Oh, come on!
Come on, you guys suck.
Okay,
three,
can't look at Alex.
Two... One.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I found a love.
Painful, you guys.
For me.
So who gets it? Is it a heads versus tails?
This is the last one.
Courtney still gets to go.
Courtney, I'll take two marshmallows instead of three. For the love of God, please get qualified right here for these marshmallow tickets with this song.
Okay, here we go. Hey. I've never been fun before I met you. I look too much and nice to meet you, but I'm okay. Hey. You tell me it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again.
This is easy.
This is so easy.
I know it breaks your heart. Move to the center in the walk down car. For you now, no calls. Now you're looking pretty at a hotel bar.
Your tone is so off.
Go sing the chorus, Joe.
Oh. This is not even a
home closer. Oh God. In the baby home of over. Then I know you can.
Guys, he says the title.
These are so easy.
We play the song every 15 minutes on this station.
Just so you all know, me and Alex don't know like what song Joe has, or like me and Joe don't know what song Alex has, and I have gotten every single one of these right.
Yeah, and
I
like,
couldn't tell what he's singing.
All right, listen. Nobody won.
But you got to pick a number 1 through 10.
I don't think either one of them gets the prize.
I mean, I guess I was...
We have no choice.
Do we have to? I mean, you guys, I hate to say this. I'm disappointed in both of you.
I've got a number in my head. Courtney, pick.
You want me to say it out loud?
Yes. You have to say 1 through what?
1 through 10.
1 through 10. Okay, 8.
Okay, Brandon, pick a number.
6.
Jeez, oh, Pete's, it was 7.
Oh, my God!
No, see, this is God speaking. Nobody wins today.
Oh, my God.
Nobody.
Okay, who? Okay, Brandon, and what's her name?
How about 1 through 100?
No, I have an idea. All right, we're going to play the blink first game. Whoever blinks first loses.
Three, two, one, go.
Alex, how am I supposed to judge that?
Brandon, what's her name?
Courtney,
who blinked first?
Who blinked first?
Yes, who blinked first? Answer the question.
Alex?
No, between you and Brandon.
Stop. Does anybody have a quarter?
Oh, my gosh.
No, this is easy. This is easy.
That's it. We're settling it right now. The rock, paper, scissors, best of three.
How do we get it? Oh, who's doing the rock, paper, scissors? Alex and Joe?
Me and Alex. You're the judge.
One out of one here.
We'll go 1, 2, 3, shoot.
All you had to do was say the other person blinked first and you would win.
Do it.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, shoot. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Okay,
1, 2, 3, shoot.
I got scissors.
Alex is the winner.
No!
That was the game that never ended.
That was excruciating.
That was a great game. The players, not so much.
Can I just eat the marshmallows?
Yeah, here, take those. Congratulations here. Going out to, I don't even know who the hell's on what team, but congratulations. If you're in Houston, you qualified with the prize of a Clay Day Club ticket. And if you're our indie winner, because I don't know where everybody's from today, you get Little Movie Passes starring Regina Hall. And you're now qualified for a flyaway to see Marshmallow in Vegas at KS Nightclub Sunday, April 28th.
These are good.
I don't know if marshmallows are conducive to Joe's journey, but let's do a little check-in this week and see how things are going. First of all, it's a miracle because, honestly, I still have not... I don't want to lower my expectations, but I have not really ramped up and got back to like where I want to be, where I was like 6 weeks ago of just like eating all the meals that were really good and working out, like being active. But I am doing more activity. I'm down 1.5 pounds this week. I weigh in right now. Let me check. Actually, wrote this down with my fat fingers. 378.6. So I mean, I want to go farther. I just can't wait to get below like 370, then 360, then 350. I'll feel like I'm getting closer to my goal because right now I honestly feel like I'm so close to 400 that it's like impossible to ever get away from it. But it's good. I'm back. At it. I was sick with that influenza for a week. That sucked. Didn't lose enough weight on that. I was hoping to drop more pounds. And then I ended up pinching a nerve in my back. That's feeling good. So, you know, and you know how I did that? I coughed. I sneezed and I coughed and like my legs went numb. So
that's
I couldn't do anything.
That you're getting old.
Honestly, Liv, not even kidding. There are a few things. I hope Lindsay doesn't hear this part of the podcast because she's not listening now. I am worried at 33. I am like getting really old.
Do you get the senior discount when you go out to eat?
No, dude. You know anybody that does that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what's going on with me. But it feels good. I'm back at Title Boxing Club Glendale. And if you listen in Indy, you can go check them out. They've got a free 6-week boot camp with classes. That's what I did, which started my whole weight loss thing a couple of months ago, getting back on Joe's journey. And they give you a nutrition plan based just on you. It's not like, hey, one size fits all. It's customized for everybody. That's what my wife did, too, and she lost 14 pounds. And you get a coach with you for free. All you got to do is sign up for an unlimited monthly membership, which means you can pretty much go as much for as little as you like. So Whew, that's Joe's journey. Pretty quick to the point. Down pound and a half, down to 378.6.
And I'd like to mention the marshmallows that you just ate for the game, a fat-free food, so you can have more.
Oh.
I know it's not good, and I'm not making fun of people that struggle with food things like whether anorexic or bulimic, but I wish that like I could enjoy all my favorite food and not actually have to devour it. Because I love marshmallows, but they actually I feel like I ate marshmallows even though I just spit them out.
Oh, well, eat them, dude. 25 milligrams of sodium, no trans fat, no saturated fat, and
yeah,
only
but isn't
calories.
There a lot of sugar?
Yeah, how many grams of sugar?
Includes 19 grams of added sugar, less than a pop.
Huh. Well, I hate to say this. I usually turn to Liv for my nutrition advice. So I'm going to stick with that plan. And she's giving me that's a big no. So
she didn't say no. She said,
Liv, you want one, Liv?
Liv, can I pop some marshmallows?
I mean, you can have like two. I don't want any.
I don't like
here
them.
Go. Play the song and eat.
I only like Rice Krispie
treats.
I'm
not having a marshmallow. It's just in your mouth. Get that out of here.
You know what? Just don't.
Yeah.
You know, just say no. The more you say no to foods that are bad for you, the easier that it becomes and the less that you crave sugar.
I'm going to treat Pork Chop's food offers like the DARE program. I'm just going to say no to them.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so.
I'm excited. You probably have heard what I'm into. It's what they call a bop or a banger. See, I know slang words, Liv.
It slaps.
Oh, it slaps hard. Slaps your mom. But this thing is dope. Have you guys heard of an artist called Lil Nas X?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, maybe. Have you heard of Lil Nas X?
I think I might have heard of him.
Okay, well, Lil Nas X made some headlines, actually had a song come out that I'm about to play because that's what I'm into this week, Old Town Road, and it took over, like, everything. It was on TikTok, the little app that people like to play on and kind of lipped up things. But his, let's see here, he was on the Hot Country chart. He was also on the, he was on, like, three or four charts here. There it is, Hot 100 chart, the Hot Country Songs chart, and the Hot R&B and Hip Hop Songs chart. Well, then they ended up taking him off of the country chart. There were some like things saying, well, this isn't really country. There's like a lot of backlash about it.
I think it could be. I think it should be. I think it actually should be being played on country stations. That's an unpopular opinion, but I do.
I don't think
it's that unpopular. All right, you want to hear it?
It's hip-hop and country. It's hick-hop.
It's hick-hop needs to make a resurgence, by the way.
That's what it is.
But here's my thing. Like, think of like Florida Georgia Line or anybody else. Now, they have these little beats and these synthesizers. Like, they have sounds that sound similar to this. But this is dope.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matte black, got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche.
Woo!
I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Here's the best part.
Riding on a tractor, lean all in my blood. Cheated on my baby. You can go and ask me. My life is a movie. Riding in booze.
Enjoy this.
Cowboy hat from Gucci. Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
It's gonna get an earworm in your head.
Can't tell me nothing.
Are you ready for a chop?
Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Did he say cowboy hat from Gucci?
I think so.
He said Gucci on my booty, yeah. I like it. It's a really quick song, too. I cut it down a bit. It's only like a minute and 48 seconds, but I really like it.
I love it.
Do you like it, Liv?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
It's okay. You don't have to love it.
I think it's a hit. I think you're an idiot if you're programming a country station. You're not playing that song right now.
Well,
you're an absolute idiot. I'll call you out right now. Anyone else in radio listening that works for a country station, well, you may or may not be listening if you work for another radio station, but I'm going to say it anyway. You should be playing that song. That guy deserves success in both genres.
We should be playing it here on Radio Now.
We are. I think we are.
What?
At night, I think.
Well, I wish I would have known that. I wouldn't have got like a bootleg version off of some like hacker website.
It'll be in more. It'll be in the morning show soon, I'm telling you. It's
you
a
think?
Major smash. So what I'm into this week is a beauty product. It's actually a skincare product by the brand Murad. It is Rapid Relief Acne Spot Treatment. Basically, it's just like a little serum that you can put on anywhere that you have breakouts. This stuff has been my saving grace for a couple years. So I have tried everything. This has 2% salicylic acid. It is the most potent product with the most salicylic acid ingredient in there out of any other acne spot treatment that I could find at like Sephora or Ulta or whatever. And for my skin personally, salicylic acid is what zaps zits. It's not benzoyl peroxide and stuff. There are a lot of different ingredients that you can get in your skincare that help with getting or combating acne, but benzoyl peroxide makes me itchy. So salicylic acid is what I use. It's the Murad Rapid Relief Acne Spot Treatment. If I put that on before I go to bed, I wake up 90% of my pimple has been completely removed.
All I heard was, my name's Alex and I'm taking acid.
No.
That sounds illegal.
It's a steam treatment and it is $22. You can get that at Sephora, Nordstrom.
How long does that last? Like, is that for a bottle then for $22?
I mean, you only need a tiny, think about the size of a pimple, a teeny tiny dab, and it's like a little pen size or whatever. So it lasts months.
You said you got a dab on it?
Yeah, I'm going to dab on it. Dab on the pimple.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
I am into these gluten-free bagel thins. They're everything bagel-like flavored.
I love that flavor.
Everything bagels are my favorite, and I've been so sad because bagels are my favorite, and I couldn't eat them because I'm gluten-free. But these are amazing, and they're low-cal. I'll put a link on our Instagram, at Joan Alex Show, where you can buy them.
Yeah, you can swipe up on everything that we talked about to hear it, buy it, listen to it, see it, all that good stuff, at Joan Alex Show on Instagram.
It's your country playing station across the nation. We are the Joe and Alex Show, and we're about to get into it right now. Alex, I know you like to keep things dirty. Let's get into your garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
A YouTube family is catching heat after pulling an April Fool's prank on their daughter. Cole and Savannah LeBrant are getting criticized on social media after pulling this April Fool's prank on their six-year-old Everly, where they tell her that they're getting rid of their family dog.
Oh, no.
They titled the video, "We Have to Give Our Puppy Away, Saying Goodbye Forever, Sad Face." The parents tell six-year-old Everly that they have to send their dog, Carl, away. Savannah, the mom, says, basically, we're giving Carl away to someone else. We just feel like we can't take good enough care of him at our house. He needs someone to take him outside more often. She just gives like all these reasons to her daughter. Her and her husband sit their daughter down and tell her all this stuff. And she tells her daughter that their dog Carl will be happier since the family is often traveling or filming videos. He'll get more attention if he's living somewhere else. And so after they tell Everly that this was all an April Fool's joke, Everly bursts into tears because she was so sad. Like, she wasn't saying anything during the prank because she was so upset.
These parents are so stupid. And just in general, like, why would you do that to your kid?
I don't know. Is this really that bad?
Yeah. Yes, Alex.
For a prank?
Think of a six-year-old's mental capacity. Some would say that's the level the Joe and Alex show
I love this family. I know Liv follows them, too. Like, a lot. These are probably the most popular parents on YouTube right now.
Reason number one why I should not have a child. I think this is hilarious.
Are you kidding me? Do this to your little nieces and nephews? Hey, guess what? We got to get rid of your doggy.
Hey, this is why I don't have kids right now.
Hugh Jackman confirmed that there is talks about filming a sequel to The Greatest Showman.
I'm being completely honest with you. There is talk of something going around, but no one is really sure. So that's the honest truth. But I think someone is working on a treatment for something. I mean, I would like to be part of it for sure, and I don't know if it would be centered on my character.
Know
and
what
the other
mean,
thing
yeah.
is, it did take 8 years to get that thing made, and that wasn't all 8 years of convincing people. It takes a long time to write stuff.
That's an awesome movie, though.
I liked it, too. Rocket Man star Taron Egerton. Rocket Man is the movie about Elton John. He's facing criticism for being a straight guy playing Elton John.
Finally, somebody's speaking up and saying something about this.
This is so dumb to me. Taron Egerton has reacted to the criticism that he says, "Well, I'm more comfortable in a gay club than at a football match now." He told GQ, "I've approached it wholeheartedly, and I hope that for that reason, people accept me as Elton. The LGBTQ community has always been about inclusiveness, hasn't it? Not about we're here, you're there. In fact, if you want to come in, come on in." Rocket Man, the movie, is set to be released in May. Porkchop, thoughts?
Yeah. I would have done it. I'd play Elton
Pork
John.
Chop, there we go. We should have said Porkchop would do it.
Is Porkchop approved? Now, listen, we brought this up before, Alex, in multiple garbage stories. Listen, an actor or
is
actress.
An actor.
They're acting. It's amazing if you can be a straight man and play a gay man. Like, that's good. And vice versa. It's like, wow, you're talented. Like, for a while, I really believed that you were that character.
I mean, think about Bradley Cooper. He's totally in the closet. He has all kinds of roles.
There's some alleged stuff out there in that one. Alleged.
Tiffany Haddish says that she only brings $25 to male strip clubs.
Yeah, when I walk in the building here, they know it's me. As soon as I walk in, they be like, ooh, Tiffany here. Bam, 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 Tiffany Haddish in the building. Bam, bam, bam. And then all the men come out, and I'm like, yeah.
You bring a lot of money?
$25.
$25 total?
$25
once. That $25 bill?
Yep.
Mm. And where do you put them?
Well, you know. Wherever they got pockets.
You need to hear Kim Kardashian trying to explain fame to her daughter, Northwest. That's coming up in less than an hour on the Joe and Alex Show.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. So, Alex, what's exactly going on? What do you want your friends to quit doing?
I just have a little bit of a life dating update for you and, like, just kind of where I am and what I'm dealing with and struggling with. I haven't done this in, like, a couple weeks, I feel like. So, last night, it just kind of clicked for me. Some of my best friends, like, you know how, like, you naturally, like, you'll tag your best friends and pictures on Instagram and stuff and be like, this reminds me of you.
It's hilarious, yeah.
Yeah, you just, like, memes or just cute things. Like, I feel like girls always send each other pictures that bloggers post. Like, look how cute this dress is, whatever. Well, one of my best friends keeps sending me, like, cute wedding stuff or things related to weddings. And she'll just be like, oh my gosh, one day for your wedding. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Because her and I didn't get to be in her wedding because we didn't become friends until after she was married. So she always talks to me about how excited she is to one day be in my wedding because I didn't get to be in hers. So, like, it'll be that experience for us. So, like, last night she sends me this post of these two girls in denim jackets. And one of them says bride on the back and the other one says ride or die. So the caption was like, every bride needs a ride or die. And she just said, we need these when you get married. And man, that just, like, I just wrote her back and I just said, yeah, it's probably not ever happening. But I mean, jeez, that we can dream. I mean, like, the thing is that I feel like some people hear me say stuff like that and they think I'm just being so negative or whatever. But I just feel like I'm at a place now in my life where I'm becoming more realistic. I have been a relationship person since I was 15. I mean, I have always been the type of girl that, like, ends up in a relationship. There have been periods of my life where I've been single. And during those periods, I've gone on dates with lots of different people. I went on a dating show. I mean, I feel like I definitely have gone through, in my early 20s especially, a period of my life where I was really putting myself out there and dating people I normally wouldn't and all these different things, trying to figure out, is that what I'm doing wrong? Am I too picky and all that? And now I've gone back to being more picky about who I date because I feel like I have been there, done that with dating people I normally wouldn't. And I know what does and doesn't work for me. So I know specifically what I'm looking for. And I've just noticed that if I do like someone lately and I tell them this, I feel like the response I get is like, well, I need to think about it. I need more time to decide. And it's just making me think, like, you know what? Why is it that I always end up talking to guys and stuff that, like, they always have to decide? Shouldn't it not be a decision for someone to want to be with you? Shouldn't they just know either way? Like, if you have to take time out.
How quickly do you want them to know, though? Because I feel like you will never get married if...
I don't know if I'm just an unrealistic, fast decision maker, but I am a very split second. I know what I do or don't like. I'm hot or cold. I'm yes or no.
And
you know,
if you're not different with that, I think, like, by writing things off or not giving it more time, I think that could be a problem. Or if you don't slow down, like, how quickly you want something to happen, I think you could cause some relationships to end quicker than they should.
But if you talk to somebody for a while and they're still.
What's a while,
thinking,
by the way? Like, what's your timetable for a while?
I don't know. Let's just say at least a couple months. If you are talking to someone, how long are you supposed to give someone for them to be like, I just don't know?
See, I think that after a couple of months, you should know if you like them or not.
Yeah.
Like, being in a relationship with someone doesn't have to mean you're walking down the aisle in
right.
a month, in 6 months, in a year.
But see, because guys treat dating me like such a, like, I don't know. Oh, God, right. I got to think about it. I got to
like,
ask my friend
like
and family.
You don't, dude.
Right. Like, so because that's what I keep getting, that's why I'm now in a place where I'm just like, you know what, maybe I just need to start going into the acceptance phase of dating where it's just like, I just don't think I'm ever going to get married. I might get a boyfriend, a serious relationship in the next couple years again, but maybe I'm just never getting married.
I have a question. You have talked on the show about like a pork chop, maybe like going to therapy or it might be beneficial. Same with Joe. And like I have had my fair share of therapy. Have you ever considered going to therapy?
Can I tell you what my biggest hesitation is? And if I'm being extremely transparent and candid with you, why I have not gone?
Yeah.
I've gone before in my life when I was like a kid and stuff, but I've not recently in the last couple years. Excuse me. The last couple years is because I feel super weirded out that me, when I share things about my personal life and things like that and talk about stuff that's going on with me, I am so paranoid. It is like a crippling fear that the therapist, and I know that there are these HIPAA laws or whatever you call them. I have such this huge paranoia that the therapist is going to tell their friends, guess who I talked to today? You won't believe how effed up her life is. It's Alex from the Joe and Alex Show. I live with this fear because I know that sounds like I'm
poor
not job.
You
saying
can't
that.
Laugh. Why are you laughing?
But I'm not saying that in a conceited way. Like, you don't understand like how many times I'll go into a restaurant or something and like nobody will say anything to me. And then as soon as I leave, I get a tweet. Oh, is that you that was just here? Or a DM. I saw you at the mall, but I was too scared to say anything and whatever. And because I feel like there is this, I am very aware after doing radio for over 7 years now, I'm very aware that there are people that do know who I am and they may not tell me that they know, but they do. And how can you, if they are someone, let's say they happen to listen to the show, you think they're going to be able to resist telling their friend,
yes,
look at all the
called,
dirt?
That's called a professional.
Yeah, that's their job.
But that's the thing. I fear that like they're not going to be able to do it.
I think your fear is irrational and I think your anxiety
it just freaks
about
me
it
out.
Is irrational. I think that might be a reason why you should go.
Let's find out real quick. Like, what's one thing that you would hate for everybody to know?
I don't want them to know. I mean, I'm not going to say what it is, but I don't want like people knowing the ins and outs. Like, I've been very surface level with the stuff with my family and things like that. Like, so if I'm going to a therapist and talking about those things, like it is just this fear. Like, I don't like the idea that I will never know, but they could be telling their friends and family or fiance or husband that they're talking to me.
Here's my thing. Obviously, there are things that are very personal in my life and very private. A lot of things that I have not shared on air. I haven't shared with you all that I do share with my therapist. If it were to come out one day, all of this stuff, would I be kind of like a little like hurt or embarrassed? Yes. But at the end of the day, it's not going to make or break who I am as a person. If it does come out, I'm going to be like embarrassed a little bit, but it's not generally going to change anything. It's going to be okay if some of this stuff comes out because it is okay because we're all human. We all go through different adversities and trials and errors and everything. Every single human does. Some are worse than others, but we all do. So at the end of the day, it's not that giant of a deal to me if people find out these things. These like hidden secrets that I have that have happened to me.
You know where I think this fear probably comes from, where it really resides? The first time that I was ever recognized for being on the radio, I was laying on a table, legs up in the air with a gynecologist, elbow deep in my vagine, and they said, wait, I know your voice. You're Alex, aren't you?
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I'm going to call this dummy stick in the butt. A drunken man was impaled by a stick in his butt.
No.
Ah! After police say he jumped off an overpass in Wisconsin. I've been constipated and that was painful. I've eaten some Mexican food that didn't agree with me the next morning. That was painful. But I got to imagine a stick in the booty is not fun for anyone.
Why?
Police say dispatch received a report around 3 in the morning that a man had jumped off the bridge and was bleeding from his butt.
Okay, all right.
I'm just reporting the facts here, Alex. I can't control what happened with this guy. Whoops, wrong one.
Oh my God.
So stupid. Yeah, he ended up landing on the stick. An ambulance took the man to a local hospital. According to his girlfriend, he had been drinking. This is usually the case here. He drank half a liter of vodka, and his blood alcohol content was 0.162%.
Well, that's good. At least he probably didn't feel it because, I mean, he was that drunk. I know somebody that got hit by a car, and the only reason they survived was because they were drunk. Because your body doesn't tense up. They're like Gumby.
You're just relaxed and loose?
Yeah, they're like Gumby. You know what's even crazier is that with this story, Ariana Grande actually shared it and made a comment. She said, they saw him walking side to side.
Ow. Poor chap. Let me ask you here. Does it hurt? Like, would you know if something?
Oh, my God. Joe.
Oh, my God. Really? That's not a question anybody was wondering? I'm the only one that wondered that.
I just hate this story.
Okay. Well, apparently you're not a big fan of that. Like I said, the ambulance came. They took the man to the hospital. He was drunk. Charges are pending against the man for two counts.
Two counts of what?
I don't even want to know.
Nothing. It's just such a funny story of bail jumping, and he was also on an outstanding municipal warrant.
Ooh.
So, gotta be careful, guys. You never know what you could, trip, fall, land on, and get you right in the butt. That could be dangerous.
He felt a little butt hurt, I think.
I think you're right about that.
Check out the dummy of the day at JoeAndAlexShow.com.
We are the Joe and Alex Show. Hello, how do you do? On radio now. And Alex, you have a problem or a question?
No,
what is this?
I'm confused. I just wanted to bring this up. Did you guys think that this was weird? Maybe our coworker is just 10 steps ahead of us and way smarter than we could ever be, because our technical producer, Lenny, in Houston, because the show, you can listen to the Joe and Alex Show in Indianapolis, Indiana, where we're based out of, or you can listen to us on the new 92.1 Radio Now in Houston, Texas, where Lenny lives. And I noticed on Lenny's Instagram this week that he has started selling merch.
What do you mean, like, merch? What is he hawking?
I guess merch of, like, himself, like, merch for Lenny. And I kind of laughed at this because I was like, dude, why? Like, that is a little bit weird, is it not? Like, did you guys chuckle at that?
I didn't even see it.
You didn't see this?
He's
put it all, like, swipe ups on his Instagram story, like, coming soon, I'm going to have merch you can buy. Like, he's literally selling it. And what I'm saying is that a little bit embarrassing? Or is it just really smart?
Well, I mean, I follow a lot of people on Instagram, and they all sell, merch, and I assume they make good money.
But these are, like, really famous people on Instagram. Lenny does well. He's a little Instagram famous. He's got a taste of it, but is it too soon to be selling merch?
Lenny, do me a favor and mute your Skype so we can actually talk to you on the phone this morning here. Lenny, you want to defend yourself here?
Yo.
I cannot hear anything Lenny's saying.
Lenny, talking to your phone. We're using the phone, not the board today.
Oh. My bad. Hello.
There we go. Okay, so explain this merch thing that you're selling merch now. Why?
Listen, don't come at me. Look, I'm going to just state this before I even get into this, Alex. But as soon as that dropped at 12 o'clock last night, I sold over 50 items.
You are kidding me.
So don't come up in here trying to play me.
So Alex is a hater, Lenny. She's hating on your success.
I just think, no offense, Lenny, but who the heck is going to buy that? Like, why?
My thing is, do you pay attention to his Instagram stories?
Because yeah, a little.
There are girls that, cry over the fact that he, liked their message.
But because he posts hot pictures on Instagram, I just don't understand, Lenny. Why and when did you get this idea to sell merch?
Well, the reason I got the idea is actually because the fans were begging me for merch. I wasn't just like, oh, you know what? I'm going to make merch. I was like, one day, I was just, on Instagram, and they're like, dude, why don't you get merch? And I noticed it, and I was like, eh. Like you said, I'm not that big yet, maybe when I'm bigger, I'll try it. But then more people start saying it. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to try it.
Lenny, I have a question for you. What's the average price of something you sell that goes for?
$59.99.
No, it actually, I'd say around $50.
Wait, if you sold 50 items at $50, did you make $2,500 yesterday?
No, you need to ask what the profit margin is. Yeah, it's not like he gets all
about,
of that.
I make about $15 to $20 off of each item.
Dang,
so
baller.
Hold on here. So like $20.
Pork Chop now wants to figure out how he can have Pork Chop merchandise.
You made $1,000 last night, and I was over here like, oh, I'm sorry you had to take an Uber into work this morning. Nah, dude, you should be paying for my Uber this weekend.
I don't understand, Lenny.
I'm living lavish.
What does the merch say?
So it's pretty much just I got a cartoon drawn up of me, and then that's like the logo, and then the actual name of the merch is like hashtag, like the logo on top of it is hashtag lunatic, because or lunatic, however you want to pronounce it. You know, my fans got the different ways of pronouncing.
That's how I thought it was. I thought it was pronounced lunatics when you talk about your Instagram fans.
I thought it was lunatics, like a lunatic.
Really?
That's what everybody does, but it can go both ways. That's why I chose lunatic, because it's like you can be a lunatic or you can be a fanatic.
Now,
you know what I'm saying?
I have a question. So what if I want to do this merch? Because I hate asking people. I don't want to GoFundMe. I don't need anyone to help me in that way. But if I make like Pork Chop merch and put like a pig face on it and someone buys it, like, heck yeah. Like, would you help me?
I don't think you're going to make what you spent on buying the merch.
Yeah, I don't think 833 Joe Alex, would any listener buy Joe and Alex gear, like an Alex shirt or a Pork Chop shirt or a Joe shirt?
Pork Chop wants all the money for himself. Yeah. That's fine. I'm down with that compromise.
He can be a charity.
Okay, I'm fine with none of us are allowed to sell merch. Only Pork Chop on the show can do it.
I make less than him.
We've already given you the option of doing feet videos.
The compromise is that the merch that Pork Chop sells has to be the body of a pig with his face.
Yes!
Ooh.
Hoodies. I want merch hoodies with the Pork
and
Chop.
They can, what would they be? Like, Lenny's got his name. What would they be like, oh, I'm a pork chopper. Like, what would they be?
Yeah, Pork Chopper!
Get to the
chopper. They're carnivore.
I mean, we'd be doing.
If you can't say it, who else is going to say it, Liv?
If we'd be doing Lenny a disservice if we didn't let him say his Instagram name so that people who really want to buy this merch can do it.
I thought we were going to put a swipe up link on ours.
We'll do both. We're going to like shamelessly let him plug.
What is your Instagram, Lenny?
Everybody support your boy at LENNYBRI. Very inexpensive and high quality from great shipping places.
Is it made in America or in China?
It's made actually in Europe.
Oh, that is fancy. Okay, Squilliam, fancy pants. Lenny?
I want one. I want a hoodie from him.
I guess Lenny is just living in 2038 and we're all in 2019. What can we say?
Pork Chop actually has a song he'd like you guys to go download on iTunes. Okay, I'm going to go download that right now. Thanks, Pork Chop. Hey, we are the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. And if you miss anything on the show, check it out at joeandalexshow.com. All right, we're out of here for the day, but what's everybody's plans? What you got going on?
I am getting ready to fly to Utah tomorrow to visit a friend, so I'll just be gone for just a couple days, and then I'll be back.
All right, we've lost her to the Mormon church. Cool. You're the web girl. What do you got going down?
I have a doctor's appointment because I'm pretty sure I have an ulcer.
Really?
So
that
I'm
is
gonna get
so
that checked out.
Crazy.
Do you think it's stress-related?
I was literally going to ask you this morning.
I mean, probably.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, I need you to do a bunch of stuff, so hopefully that doesn't stress you out too much. Pork Chop, who probably has a million ulcers, what's going on with you, dude?
I didn't tell you guys, but I actually have a phone call with like all the important bosses today.
Oh, that's awesome. No. Are they firing you finally?
I don't know. And you know what's weird? I've worked in radio for 9 years, and at all my other radio stations, I've never like talked to like the big bosses because they just don't care. So they're just, you know, calling to see how the show's going, what's up.
No, they have you in charge of that because they don't want to talk to Joe and I. That's why. They're like, if we have to pick someone from the morning show to talk to, let's just talk to Pork Chop instead of Joe and Alex. Joe and Alex are way too difficult.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're like a really easy pushover kind of a guy, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So what should I tell him? What should I say?
I don't know. Things are great. People love the show. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Joe and Alex want more money.
Tell them the truth.
I need them to help fund my merch.
Yeah. Yes. Tell them that you want to make some morning show merch with Pig's body in your face.
All right. Well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get the heck out of here and say goodbye. So, Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer, Pork Chop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.